This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monk. There are calls for reform at Cincinnati City Hall after a second council member this year is arrested on federal bribery charges. The latest involves Councilman Jeff Pastor, who was taken into federal custody just last week. Two other members of council hosted news conferences just this morning, separate news conferences, though both are with us now. So I want to welcome Councilwoman Betsy Sunderman. Councilwoman Sunderman, thank you for being with us.
Hi there.
And we have Councilman Greg Landsman back with us. Councilman Landsman, welcome back.
Good morning.
And if you're listening and want to join our conversation, give us a call at 513-419-7100. You can also email your thoughts, questions, and comments to talk at wvxu.org. So both of you had press conferences just this morning. They were separate. We want to note that you're working on separate proposals for the city to consider in response to a second arrest of a member of Cincinnati City Council just this year. I want to start with you, Councilwoman Sunderman. You said that, quote, Cincinnati is quickly gaining a reputation of being corrupt. Could you expand on that for us?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I took this job in March, everyone said, why do you want to be on city council? Why do you want to be associated with city council? Everybody always calls it. So, you know, it used to be a really well-respected job when I was little. I remember thinking so highly of all the council members, but I don't know if we have social media to thank for it now or different ethics issues, but there's just no respect for city council members anymore.
You quoted U.S. Attorney David DeVillers, whose office announced the arrest of Councilman Jeff Pastor last week. And he said there's a culture of corruption that must be rooted out. So how do you go about doing that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think they are rooting it out. I mean, who knows if they'll keep rooting it out on council, or they said there are more prosecutions to come. So I don't know if they mean developers or maybe people outside of Cincinnati. I have no idea. Business owners, I don't know. But definitely they said there are more prosecutions to come. And I think internally, we need a mechanism to get council members to stop voting once they're indicted, or to kick them off of council if they're convicted for these crimes.
And so you're proposing a charter amendment that would allow for the suspension of a member of council who might be accused of corruption or facing charges?
Right. So if someone's charged with a felony or a crime of moral turpitude, which is a moral depravity crime, it's very specifically listed in a statute, in an Ohio statute, which crimes those are, then someone would be suspended from voting or proposing legislation. So they could still get paid. They could still work with constituents to do their job, but they wouldn't be able to taint votes with that hanging over their head. And that's the situation we're in right now with Mr. Pastor.
513-419-7100 is the number to call to join our conversation. We're joined by Cincinnati City Councilwoman Betsy Sunderman and Cincinnati City Councilman Greg Landsman talking about their proposals to respond to the arrest of two different members of council over the course of just this year. Let's turn now to Councilman Landsman. Before we get into some of your proposals, Councilman, could you just share with us your initial feelings when you found out that your colleague on council, Jeff Pastor, had been charged with these very serious federal crimes?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, there have been these issues across the board at every level of government that have eroded public trust at a time when we need it the most, right? We're in the middle of a pandemic, an economic crisis, a whole host of serious issues face local government, state government, you know, Congress. And, you know, between what happened with former Speaker Larry Householder, the $60 million corruption scheme that, if we don't succeed in court, will cost us, you know, as ratepayers, over $1 billion. You got somebody in Georgia who's running for re-election as a United States Senator, whose husband owns the stock exchange. There's been claims that there were insider trading that she was part of, millions of dollars of stock sold after she got a classified briefing. And, you know, of course, what's happened here in Cincinnati. And so I proposed today what I believe to be comprehensive reform. So in addition to a charter amendment, which I think is important, I'm calling for a new Cincinnati Ethics Commission designating a chief ethics and good government officer internally, campaign finance reform, particularly reform as it relates to people who do business within the city or with the city rather, and then ongoing trainings for everyone here initially and then ongoing so that you are assured that everybody knows everything they need to as it relates to appropriate use of public funds, campaign finance rules, open meeting rules, public records stuff, all of that, so that behaviors change and people can hopefully regain or we can regain that public trust, and that what we do here pushes others to do the same, because it's not just Cincinnati. You know, there's the all kinds of issues across the board, and like with our mask mandate, the governor followed, and I'm hoping that they'll see this and say, look, we have to take similar action in Columbus.
So, Councilman, we'll dive into a little bit more about your proposals, but I just want to get back to just your personal feelings of how you felt when you learned that a colleague on council, I understand that you coach Jeff Pastor's son in athletics. So, I mean, sometimes these council relationships can be challenged, but also they're friendly. I mean, you have to think about, despite political differences, that you are coworkers that are gathered together pretty frequently, so you must get to know each other. So could you share some personal perspective on when you learned the news?
Yeah, I mean, I was very sad, saddened. And yeah, as you said, I coached his son. I know the kids well. They're good kids. And, I feel terrible for the family, and Jeff is beyond feeling very. I have a lot of empathy here, but also appreciate that we now, and quite frankly, like I said today, I should have done this a long time ago. We have a responsibility, certainly an opportunity, to bring about big change that helps restore faith in government and what we're doing here, because it is at the heart of being effective, knowing that this place is fair and that it's effective. My hope is that we can turn a corner together, all of us here, and start working on these reforms and doing what we have to do to regain public trust.
That's Councilman Greg Landsman. We're also joined by Cincinnati City Councilwoman Betsy Sunderman. Councilman Sunderman, a similar question for you. I mean, you joined the council in March following the resignation of Amy Murray, who joined the Trump administration in Washington. And so you've not been there as long to get to know your fellow council members, particularly in this age of COVID, where there's been some distance in the way that people are getting together. But what were your personal feelings when you found out about a second member of council facing federal bribery charges this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's horrible. It makes us all look terrible. We all get along on council. I got along with Jeff. I get along with Greg. In fact, Greg just sent us some cookies in the mail from a local cookie delivery place. Thanks, Greg. My kids like those. Sure. So yeah, we are friends on council, but, it just makes people think that we're not trustworthy. So that's why we need to change things.
Well, let me ask you, Councilwoman, is there any sense of distrust among you now? Because I imagine that this must have come as a surprise. And so does it have you questioning what anybody might be up to there?
Yeah, well, I have since day one. I mean, you don't know what's going on. You don't want to host an event with someone who then gets indicted. You don't want to have a proposed legislation with someone who gets indicted. You don't want to be in a photo with someone who then gets indicted. So yeah, it makes it really hard for us to work together.
And so can you talk a little bit about how the council moves forward outside of these proposals that both you and Councilman Landsman put forth today? Are you going to be able to cooperate, particularly as it relates to developments and in light of what we know has now happened involving former Councilwoman Tamaya Dennard and what is alleged to have happened involving current Councilman Jeff Pastor?
I've never worked with other council members with developments. We don't really touch developments that much. I mean, that's why this was so alarming. I mean, we should not be wheeling and dealing with developers. That all goes through the city administration. It goes through a commission. And then when it gets to us, it's pretty much finished. So if a developer would approach me, I would just direct them to the city administration. That's how it's supposed to be. So no, I don't think this will affect how I deal with developers.
Councilman Landsman, turning to you again, both you and Councilwoman Sunderman held separate news conferences today to announce your proposals for moving forward, and all in an effort to regain or reinforce the trust of the public within the city government. I'm wondering, why do these things separately? Is there a need for the entire remaining members of council to stand together and establish some sense of what is expected from the public as far as it relates to their behavior?
Yeah, I think you'll see a coming together of folks at City Hall to pursue these and other reforms. I think we all recognize the need to work together to restore public trust. And I think there's some similarities with what I proposed in terms of the charter amendment and what Councilwoman Sunderman has. I hope, you know, my hope is that we work together. I'm sure we will. And there are, you know, there are other items that will likely come up from other members of council and perhaps the mayor. So, you know, I think this is an opportunity for us to dig in together. Because I think that's also part of, restoring faith and trust in government is knowing that we're getting things done. I do believe that, you know, what I've put forward is, you know, comprehensive in the sense that a local ethics commission can make a huge difference in terms of local oversight and accountability and transparency. And the same with having, you know, real leadership with this chief ethics and good government officer. I do believe the campaign finance reform as it relates to people who do business with the city is going to be very important. So people have a greater sense as to, you know, who's giving to who and changing the way that those interactions are done. I know that at least one of my colleagues will be introducing some potential changes to the way in which development deals ultimately get to us. And I welcome those. I think that will be important. The trainings, I think, will be very important as not everyone knows exactly, what the various rules are. I mean, clearly some are more obvious than others, in terms of, you know, the corruption stuff. That's certainly the case. But my father has always had this saying, which is that you always got to know where the line is and don't go anywhere near it. And I think that the, you know, ongoing trainings help folks not just to know where the line is, but to be sure that they don't go anywhere near it.
So let me ask Mr. Landsman, do you think your proposal would have prevented any of Tamaya or Jeff's behaviors?
You know, I don't know. It's a good question. I've been thinking about it a lot. I definitely think that, the additional trainings, oversight, accountability could have absolutely helped. I think moving forward, it's about, you know, making sure that we are doing everything we can to restore public trust and, you know, whether it's, you know, issues like those or others that, you know, we are making headway to, you know, ensure or make it more difficult for that kind of thing to happen.
Yeah, well, I respectfully disagree. I don't think that they needed to be told not to take bribes. I think they knew not to take bribes, and I think they decided to take bribes anyway. I think getting some kind of training on not taking bribes would not have helped the situation. When we find out that people are unethical on council, we need a mechanism to get them off of council or at least get them to stop voting. I think if people don't have time to read, you know, the ethics rules when they're on council, it's not our job to spend city money. And I'm wondering how much this would cost, by the way, to have people teaching them how to be a good person. We should vet people better when they're running, and we should let voters pick people who are ethical. If we find out someone's ethical, we get them off.
We're going to have a few minutes to sort this out on the other side of a very quick break. We will continue with Cincinnati City Councilman Greg Landsman and Cincinnati City Councilwoman Betsy Sunderman just ahead. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on demand. Did you know you can have the show delivered straight to your smartphone every day? Just go to your favorite podcast listening app, search Cincinnati Edition, and subscribe. You'll be able to keep up with all our great conversations with newsmakers, public officials, and other interesting people from the greater Cincinnati region and beyond on the go, anytime, anywhere. It's great for those days you can't tune in to catch us live. Weekdays at noon on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We continue now with Cincinnati City Council members Betsy Sunderman and Greg Landsman, both of whom hosted news conferences just today to address the recent arrest of Councilman Jeff Pastor and some possible reforms for good government within City Hall. Councilman Landsman, we heard questions from Councilwoman Sunderman there just before we took our break here, questioning, you know, how much this might cost, your more comprehensive proposals, and whether her proposal, which focuses solely on making sure that people facing charges don't vote anymore on city issues, is the better solution. I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond.
Yeah, so, I think we agree on the charter piece. That was part of my proposal, too, is that we do need some mechanism to suspend and or remove somebody who, can no longer vote, should no longer be voting. So we agree on that. The trainings, I believe will be important. This happened after the last big corruption scandal in Columbus. I worked for Governor Strickland, and he came into office after CoinGate, and his first order of business was sweeping ethics reforms, including major trainings, and that I think helped to clean things up. I think they've got to revisit all of that work a decade later, because there are clearly issues. While I like the idea of vetting candidates, as Councilwoman Sunderman mentioned, it's not like someone's going to say, hey, I may commit a crime. So I do, and I'm not sure how that works, but I think that all of it together can and will help. So, having a local ethics commission, which I've proposed and which will be before us in terms of legislation, will help with local oversight and accountability and, getting in front of issues. The same with the campaign finance reform issues and having somebody who is just focused on this at City Hall, this chief ethics and good government officer. But all of it together, I think, will make a difference, and it won't prevent everything, but it will help, I think, us get better and us ultimately to restore the public trust that we absolutely need in order to do this job well. And, as I said this morning, beyond just the work we do at City Hall, I really believe in public service, and I've been very nervous about the way in which it's been going for some time now, and the fact that I think a lot of good people don't want to be part of it, and that is a really scary situation. So this has a lot of, we got a lot riding on this, and I think we got to get it right.
I've got about 30 seconds left, Councilwoman Sunderman. I wanted to give you a chance to respond.
Yeah, I mean, starting commissions and trainings and things, I don't think is the answer to solving this. People just need to stop taking bribes and stop being unethical. And we need to be more diligent in researching who we're voting for and not let people slide by and get reelected when they've been unethical.
We've been talking to Cincinnati City Councilman Greg Landsman and City Councilwoman Betsy Sunderman. Thanks to both of you for coming on and chatting with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.